Bill Forbes.
Okay, for kids, the bed is our first playground. Rattles and mobiles, teddies and stuffed menageries, toys from every family angle poured onto the arc of a new life. Blankets and pillows to mold into mountains and roads, creating caves for unwilling cats to inhabit. Cats who will have the revenge late at night pouncing on toes that were missed by the underbed monsters. Here lie the remains of Lucy Charlotte, wife of Captain Thomas Maynard R.N., who died on the 10th of October, 1822, aged 42 years. As a wife, her conduct was very exemplary, and she endured the most severe trial with a calmness of fortitude and resignation which are the best proofs of the innocence of her life and the greatest consolation to her husband, children, and friends. By midsummer, they're everywhere. All the noise is awful. One at a street corner doing Danny Boy. Just down the block, another's at Dark Island. Front of the post office, one's playing a pibroch, while another's piping some wedding out of a church. Not a moment's rest. Now, there is the Scottish heritage here in Cape Breton, but none of the natural predators. No, by summer's end, there's hundreds of them bleating and chantering, trying to find a G, and that's why we have the bagpiper cull.